بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters Adhan is from the Sha'air of Islam the very important great symbol of Islam Adhan is a dawat, an invitation towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a dawat towards salat, towards success. It's just not an ordinary invitation. It is a tammah, a complete invitation. The words of Adhan are taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These words are extremely powerful. So powerful, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when shaitan hears adhan, when adhan is called out, adbara shaitan, shaitan flees, he runs. And as he's escaping and running and fleeing, lahu durati, breaks wind even. So, adhan is something extremely important in our deen. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised the muazzin and given many virtues to the muazzin. In hadith of Rasulullah SAW mentioned, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ مَا فِي النِّدَاءِ وَفِي الصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ If the people only knew the importance and the virtues and blessings of calling out the adhan and standing in the first saf, they would draw lots to see whose name comes out so he can be selected or elected to give the adhan and to stand in the first saf because of the number of people who would be wishing and desiring to call out the adhan and so many people crowding in the first saf to stand in the first saf. Now this is something for us to understand, of course, in our masajid, we have appointed muazzins, so it's not for everybody just to come give the azan. But when you have that opportunity, we are traveling somewhere. And you're calling out the azan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, I see you like your goats and wilderness. So when you're going out in the wilderness, he says, give and you call out the adhan, call the adhan loudly. And everything and every creation of Allah Ta'ala, every creature of Allah Ta'ala that hears the adhan, as far as your voice echoes, they will bear witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. Even a rat bin and yabis, something which is green, and fresh and dry, a dry leaf also, that will bear witness on your behalf in the day of Qiyamah. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW mentions, Al-Mu'adhinuna atwalu an-nasi a'naqan yawm al-Qiyamah. That the Mu'adhins will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. Longest necks does not mean they won't look handsome or they look ugly, ma'adallah, no. They will be outstanding. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, every person standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And special people are now, have got an outstanding position and status. How you make somebody stand up in the crowd and to honor the person? These muazzins will be honored on the day of Qiyamah. Because every day they called out the adhan. 5 times a day. And we look throughout the world, alhamdulillah, on time they give the adhan. Adhan is such that, people have mentioned almost every minute in the world, somewhere in some part of the world, adhan is being called out. Whoever gives adhan for 7 years, then kutibat lahu bara'atu min an-nar, he is emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. They are great virtues. They are just some of the virtues of a muazzin calling out the adhan. So people draw lots just to call out the adhan. Muazzins will be outstanding in the day of Qiyamah. Then the dua after adhan, or whilst adhan is called out, something important for myself, for all of you, or women folk at home also, when the adhan is called out, stop all work. And give jawab to the adhan. فَقُولُوا مِثَّ مَا قَالَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ Whatever the muazzin is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أَشْهَدُوا اللَّهِ إِلَهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ We say, أَشْهَدُوا اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ حَيَّ لَصَلَاةَ حَيَّ الْفَلَاةَ You can say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ The rest of the words, exactly what the muazzin says, that is what we should be saying. After adhan, the first thing you do is recite durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ And after Durood Sharif, so many times we forget, but first thing you read, Durood Sharif upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the dua after Azan, Allahumma Rabb hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima, ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila, wa ba'athu maqaman mahmuda alladhi wa'adta, innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. O Allah, the Rabb of this complete and perfect call and invitation, Rabb hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima, and the salat that is going to stand up very shortly. So Adhan is called right before the Salat. Aati, give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasila. Wasila is a rank on the day of Qiyamah. Rasul mentioned in the hadith that la yanbaghi illa li'abdi min ibadillah. It's a special, extremely high position in the day of Qiyamah, which is only for one servant from the entire world. Rasul says, arju, I have this desire that I get this position. So when we are making dua after Adhan, we are making dua that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets this position. And when we make this dua, and then Aati Muhammadin wal-fadila, and give him virtue. وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا We heard in Fajr Salat. عَسَىٰ يَبَعَثَكَ رُبُكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا Mufti Mullah Shabir Ahmad Uthmani has mentioned that it is Shafa'at Uzma, the opportunity to intercede on behalf of the Ummah on the day of Qiyamah. And there are other meanings as well. But here, Rasulullah is saying, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala gives Rasul this exalted position and the honor to intercede on behalf of his Ummah. We make this dua. Rasulullah says, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي My intercession become incumbent for that person. What else we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We all need the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make it a habit, make it a practice. Somebody, you, Azan is called out, and somebody is talking to you. Yes, if it's something urgent, necessary, you will move the car or something, that's a different matter. But let us try ourselves not to laugh and giggle and talk other things, and Azan is called out, we haven't even heard the Muazzin, whether we're in the masjid or out of the masjid or at home. Now, alhamdulillah, we hear the Azan and the receiver. So give jawab to the Azan and make it a habit, make it a practice, make our children understand. This is a great shi'ar of Islam. And in the Muslim Sharif, there's a narration also that you can read this dua also after the Azan. The fourth kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa rasulah. If a person who reads this dua, then all his minor sins are forgiven. So there is only benefit for us listening to the Azan, giving jawab to the Azan, and reading the dua after Azan. So at least the dua after Azan, if you don't know it, try and learn it. It's simple, just a few words. Practice upon it, learn it, take out your paper, don't worry about what the next person is going to tell you. You read it because you need the intercession of Rasulullah. Salah from the day of Qiyam Allah. Give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. This last few days or half Ramadan is finished. So we still got a chance to practice on these things. Inshallah, if we do it, the rest of the year will become easy for us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.